6.
Patrick, you back on the road in your truck?
We're just pulling out, getting this day started. Leon, he does have that kind of suspicious look about him. You never know. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Well, he's doing well.
Leon.
He come in there right after I said that.
Good about, dude. Just hanging out. I can finally get back in range. I noticed the South Florida Department of Transportation, they're leaving these base of these signs out in the emergency lane. If I had an emergency and had to pull off an emergency lane and hit one of those things, I'd be upset.
Unity.
Leon, I have to agree with you. And Ken, how was your weekend? Did you have you and Miss Susan have a good weekend?
Yeah, that. It's all broken up really bad.
How was your weekend?
It's kind of uneventful. Finished up a couple of last few things that we needed to get. Susan got a little bit frustrated with Walmart.
Stupid Matco truck here.
Away.
W2JKT Mobile.
KN4HK.
Morning, Eric. KN4TFW.
NC9V.
Morning, Eric. N4AZE.
Hey, Patrick, Leon, don't make me send you guys to your corners.
Patrick was pulled out. I was going to stay in the lane just to see what he'd say, but I said, no, I wouldn't do the man that way. So I burst over.
It's the first time people have done that to me. And that's when size takes over.
Yeah.
Full group, KF4MUF.
Jody, KO4HKX.
Morning, Jody, KN4TFW.
Morning, KT.
Morning, Jody, N4AZ.
Morning, Jody, NC9B.
Good whole group. Good morning, gentlemen.
Got the whole group together this morning.
Get that radio installed in that new truck he got.
Caught in a closure, man. A closure on 85 South because I wasn't paying attention to Google Maps.
This radio meter about half scale, just sitting there quiet.
Working like normal.
Yeah, my power meter is half scale or less usually on this repeater.
This is normal. Y'all sound good down here up here.
All here.
Just got your APRS beacon come across the radio.
2 miles an hour.
Work today?
Good.
Listening to you and Ken on 85 makes me glad I never have to get on it.
Bad on Friday afternoon.
Every afternoon.
I think right there at 29 and 85, and it was backed up in both directions. Wade Hampton was bumper to bumper from Highway 80 all the way to 85.
A long ways.
Patrick.
Hey, is that Saturn got his headlights on back there?
He knows what you're talking about. The car behind me had headlights on.
But the Saturn, it didn't look like it had any lights on, any headlights on. All it had was the marker lights.
Anyway, right?
Again, wouldn't be the first time I've seen that out here on 25. Put the whole band together. KO4HK. Good morning, Andrew.
KN4TFW. Good morning, Andrew.
For MUF. Good morning, Andrew.
NV. Good morning, Andrew.
Who's Eddie?
WJKT.
Well, let's keep rolling. Good morning, everybody. hope everybody's doing all right. It's Monday morning. I'm not looking forward to going to work, but I'm headed that way.
Can you take delivery of that new truck?
Be today, as long as everything works out.
That was a nice looking truck.
Good. I mean, F3, good lord, I mean, it's got some hump behind it.
Customers has one of them, and he's had it for close to a year now, and he's loving it.
You know, obviously everybody's got good and bad views. I mean, it's not a power stroke, but, you know, that's all right. I didn't want one of those, so I've had that. It's just ready for a gasoline engine. But, yeah, I've heard a lot of good reviews, and when I test drove it, man, it was really touchy, so I'm going to have to get used to that versus my turbo, which kind of takes forever to get up to speed or move anywhere.
Hope you enjoy it, and it lasts you a long time.
Weekend?
Yeah, not bad. Everything's good.
At least the weather wasn't too bad this weekend.
They were nice up around the house.
It's a little chilly up that way this weekend.
Well, I can't say that we're not ready for it. I mean, it is that time of year, and tis the season, I guess.
Somebody, sorry.
I didn't hear a double.
Just my own key sounds like it. But that's cool.
That center console really tall on that truck?
The middle bench is an armrest, seat backrest, so it folds down. It's a lot higher than what I've got. I like the little higher ones. I can actually use them when they function.
One on a new work truck is like really tall.
Oh, I mean, like right now I'm driving down the road, and really the only thing sitting on my armrest is my elbow. But you know, I put my hands on the steering wheel. It's got to come off of it. But the Ford backrest, armrest, whatever you want to call it, it's pretty high compared to most standard armrests.
It was on all the trucks, or just that work truck, because it's got. The top on the work truck one, it'll slide forward so you have a little place to put your laptop and everything, and it'll even skew over to the side.
This is just the seat itself. It's basically an armrest.
It is, but on the back of the seat, it's got a big flat plate for like doing work on. And then, man, it took me a minute to figure out how to get it to fold down. I folded it up and couldn't figure out how to get it down.
You know, it's kind of weird, almost, you know, because it's on the far side of it, away from the driver.
Do it without two hands. KN4 TFW.
Plenty of room down up underneath the dash where I can mount a radio or something. So I've been looking at setups for that.
I sure do want to get up this morning and see 9B.
Atlanta traffic, W2JKT.
I'm with Leon. I did not want to get up this morning. Nice and cool in the house, and I could have just stayed there.
And cool along about Wednesday, right?
Furries in the mouth.
For rifle season.
Need to do. I've never been deer hunting while it was snowing. I've been deer hunting, you know, like it was January or February, I can't remember. Me and my dad went, and we were just walking around Union, and they had a couple inches of snow. I mean, that was neat, but that wasn't deer season.
How did you want to have to worry about them pesky squirrels making all that racket?
So, them things stand out like sore thumbs.
It's always tempting just to go ahead and try to hit one with a 308, see what happens. If it'll disintegrate it.
I'm not talking about squirrels. I'm talking about the deer.
They would definitely stand out. I would say. It'd be neat. I'd like to do it one time. Maybe one day it'll snow around here around deer season.
Yeah, it's always fun hunting them in the snow.
Right, the forest becomes when it snows, though.
Neat to do. Off my exit, gentlemen, so I'm going to go ahead and get this antenna off top of the cars. Y'all have a good one. Be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4, CF, I'll be clearing y'all's spot.
7-3, Andrew. Hope you have a great day. KO4 HKX. And I'm going to make a pit stop here.
have a good one. KN4TFW.
Andrew, enjoy your day, KF4MUF.